You're listening to MTL. More to Life is the Christian Union St. George's School, Harpenden, and our vision is to make God's presence known to this generation.
Right, the parable of the sower. This is from Luke 8, verses 4 to 15. So first, this is the first little bit of it. It's the actual parable itself. Jesus told this parable. Once there was a man who went out to sow corn. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along a path where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground, and when the plants sprouted, they dried up because the soil had no moisture. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up with the plants and choked them. And some of the seeds fell in good soil. The plants grew and produced corn, 100 grains each. And Jesus concluded, listen then, if you have ears. So, listen up. First of all, I'm going to tackle the little issue of why does Jesus talk in parables? In verses 8 to 10, the disciples got to Jesus and they're like, why have you told the parable? And he goes, you've been given insight to God's kingdom. You know how it works. There are others who need stories, but even with stories, some of them aren't going to get it. Their eyes are open, but they don't see a thing. Their ears are open, but don't hear a thing. Okay, basically what he's saying is they might not get it if I tell them like in a huge, complicated, deeply theological way because they're not very bright. So I just tell them a little stories, gets their imaginations going, and it helps them to understand. So that's why Jesus uses parables. Now moving on to the explanation of the parable. What does this parable mean? Jesus goes to explain all the types of seed and what they are. He starts off by saying that the seed is the word of God, which is pretty crucial. And he says how the seed on the path, which is trodden on and eaten by birds, is like when the word goes to people who hear the word, but the devil comes and takes it away from their hearts. And they don't believe and they're not saved. That's not good. The seed on the rocky ground, this is when the word goes to people who hear it, but they're kind of enthusiastic at first, and after a while they kind of lose enthusiasm because they might tackle some problems, they might be like, oh, and they pretty much fall away quite quickly. The seed in the thorns, they hear the word, and they like it, but then like things start to happen, they get worried, they get pressured, and they're like, oh, and they start focusing more on that than on God, and their fruit never ripens. And the seed in the good soil is when the people hear it and they retain it in a good and obedient heart and they persist until they bear fruit. Notice how all the people hear the word, because that's going to be a little point later. So what does it mean for us? Well, the most obvious meaning in this is that we should all try and persist to be the seed in the good soil, because it's the one that Jesus obviously wants us to be. Our aspirations should be to have a good and obedient heart and to persist at bearing fruit, which I took to mean fruit of the Spirit, which is from Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility and self-control. There's no law against such things. Now some perhaps a bit more deep kind of things, just only a little bit though, they're not very deep. Firstly, Jesus says to the disciples that although they are aware of God's word, there's other people in the world that don't know what God's word is. And that means that we should recognize the need for us to be out there telling what we know and some other people might know. We have to take it upon ourselves because we have the knowledge of God's word and we've been gifted with the good news and the gospel. And we should therefore take it upon ourselves to go outside and tell it to other people who maybe aren't so aware. Notice how Jesus himself recognizes that some people don't understand it. This is important because when we're telling the gospel, some people might just kind of like not listen. Some people might kind of pretend to listen but not really care. And we shouldn't be discouraged at this because Jesus wasn't. He's a good example to follow at all times. And this suggests that he was aware that he was speaking to, you know, the rocky ground or the thorns. And that would suggest that he was aware that they might not pay attention, they might not listen, they might not go away and change their life because of him, but he's still going to tell everyone anyway. Which leads me on to next point. He the sower in the story, is going around. He's sowing a seed, as sowers do. And the PowerPoint. And the sower didn't know what to do anymore. And he panicked. And he cursed Nathan. Oh, that's handy. Anyway, so he's sowing a seed. He's going around. And then he, you know, he throws it. This isn't a good, idea if you are actually sowing seed, literally. Because he's going around. He's bought all this seed. He spent money on the seed. He's just chucking it anywhere. He chucks it in the thorns. He chucks it in the, he chucks it everywhere. It's a bit careless. Which, yeah, if you're a seed sower, not a good thing. But with the word of God, we have to be like the sower. If it was the word of God, this would be a good example because he's chucking it everywhere. You know, he's not saying that person's not going to pay any attention. I'm not going to bother telling him. That person's not paying. You know, that person's too worried about stuff. I'm not going to tell him. He throws it everywhere and he hopes that they will take it in. And if they don't, they don't. But at least he's doing his job, you could say, and telling the people the good word. This fits nicely with our mission statement, which is, Ben. Yeah, it is. Right. Well, that's pretty much it. Does anyone have any questions?
You've been listening to the More to Life podcast. And I'm still waiting for you to be the one I'm waiting for.